This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana, in for Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. Top Illinois Democrats say President Donald Trump is lying as they continue grappling with his proposed freeze on federal aid. Governor J.B. Pritzker, Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, and Attorney General Kwame Raoul say a late-night, confusing memo on Monday night sent agencies and nonprofits into a panic. The panic continued on Tuesday when Illinois medical providers couldn't access the federal Medicaid portal to get reimbursed. The Trump administration said that was not intentional. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton says, yes, it was.
It is not a mistake that websites are suddenly going dark just as people start to ask questions. This level of chaos was intended when President Trump and the people in his ear made these decisions.
Pritzker also criticized the Trump administration, saying they are, quote, either lying to us or they are critically incompetent. In other news related to federal aid, Chicago universities are preparing for the worst in case the freeze on federal aid goes through. In a statement yesterday, the University of Chicago asked its researchers with federal grants to stop spending federal dollars on new supplies or equipment. Local education experts also worry a freeze may have a chilling effect on college enrollment and completion, particularly among first-generation students and students of color. A federal judge has blocked the freeze until Monday. World Relief Chicago has seen a stop in its funding from the federal government for its refugee resettlement work due to an executive order issued last week. This is separate from the proposed freeze on federal aid. The funding went to things like helping newly arrived families pay for security deposits and rent on apartments until they could get jobs. Director of Immigrant Family Services, Peter Zichterman, says this hurts the 17 families who arrived this month.
We don't think it serves any national interest to have families arrive and less than a month later tell them you're on your own without any support. That doesn't put them in any position to succeed.
He says this sudden stop in funding will mean staff reductions and that financial contributions will be crucial going forward. The lost friendship between former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and his co-defendant, Michael McLean, is part of a closing pitch for innocence by the defense. My colleague David McKinney reports McLean lawyer Patrick Cotter told jurors in his closing arguments that his client and Madigan are no longer friends. He said it's a casualty of the racketeering conspiracy case the feds have brought against the pair. Jurors will soon begin deliberating whether Madigan, with McLean's help, led a vast racketeering enterprise to hold political power and enrich himself and his allies. Cotter insists McLean did nothing wrong, but said anything he did on Madigan's behalf was motivated by one thing. It was because his friend asked him. To that, in the view of the jury, McLean reached for a box of tissues. Black Illinois legislators want reparations for descendants of enslaved African Americans. State Representative Sonia Harper's bill would require businesses seeking contracts with the state to disclose any historical ties to slavery. The businesses who benefited from the slave trade would also have to contribute to a fund. Harper, a Democrat from Chicago, got emotional at a press conference yesterday.
I continue to experience and live the results of what we went through in slavery, the results of systemic racism, right? I live in a food desert community. I go to the sleep to the sound of gunshots most nights.
In 2021, Evanston became the first U.S. city to pay reparations to black residents. Other things you should know about today, the nonprofit Access Contemporary Music is bringing a classical musical venue to Chicago's North Side. The Sun-Times reports the performance space will also include a bar and music school. The Lakeview venue will be called The Checkout, a nod to the building's former life as a 7-Eleven. ACM leaders say they plan to start teaching classes at the center by May and host a grand opening around September. The new Clark Street location will be the nonprofit's fourth music school, in addition to those in Avondale, Rogers Park, and Ravenswood. And former Chicago Bears head coach Matt Eberflus is headed back to Texas. The Dallas Cowboys are hiring Eberflus to be the team's defensive coordinator. He previously spent 7 seasons in Dallas as a linebacker coach prior to a stint in Chicago. Eberflus was fired by the Bears on Black Friday last year, the day after an embarrassing loss to Detroit, and he became the first Bears head coach to be fired mid-season. Look at the weather. Today, sunny and windy with highs in the low 40s. Tonight, clear, a low around 29, and Thursday will be cloudy and warming up with highs reaching 53 degrees. I'm Araceli Gomez Saldana. Thanks for listening.